So, please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my soul be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I am Nathan Willard. I was born in Iowa City. I was raised in Iowa City. I was welcomed into the family of Christ by Reverend Bruce Fisher, with the laughter for those who've been around a little while, taught biology by Tina Kopnik, wait around for those people who know who she is, and then left 17 years ago. Now I bring up those names because those of you who may not know understand that Reverend Fisher and Mrs. Kopnik were, I think, the first of the members of the exchange program between AMUCC and the Congregation of the Church of Christ in Iowa City, where I was born, where I was raised. Reverend Fisher was the minister here before a brief stay in Indiana, and then settling in Iowa City. And Tina Kopnik, I here, was in this church a couple of weeks ago. For me, my story begins in that church in Iowa City, where I decided to write my statement of faith as part of confirmation as a contradiction of the United Church of Christ's statement of faith. As it had been affirmed, I said, well, no, that's not quite right. I'm from Iowa City, don't you want? But knowing this, knowing that I had grave doubts about the thing that I was entering into, even if those grave doubts were not sophisticated, that church in Iowa City welcomed me into membership. And so as I went from Iowa City to New Haven, Connecticut, I brought with me this belief that church and faith can be something that is not absolute, can be something that welcomes questioning, can be something that welcomes the desire to interact with what we believe and see how it applies to the world around us. I was not called to ministry in college. In college, I did what so many people did in those days and what I had always done. I made my money working in software and computers. After college, I said, I do not want to go to law school. I want to make something in the world, and went to work in software companies for 7 years. But soon after I graduated from college, as I was sitting in my office in New Haven, writing software to speed up genetic processing, I got a call from my friend Jimmy Lin. Now, Jimmy Lin I had met as a Buddhist coming to Yale from Toronto. He was originally from Taiwan. In our time in college, Jimmy converted to Christianity, to that particular conservative reform Christianity that so many of the Asian students at Yale found when they were there. But this summer, Jimmy was calling me because he had discovered in this long summer, I think it was 2001, that the food banks in New Haven were out of food. That meant that the soup kitchens were not running. That's where they had gotten their food. And Jimmy said, Nathan, it is the summer. School is out. Children in New Haven can't even count on one meal a day. We need to do something about it. And Nathan, I found a place to serve and set up this soup kitchen. It will be served from the steps of Center Church on the Green, UCC, on the Green in New Haven. And I thought, this is the image that I have now of my friend who has been a Christian for 12 seconds, serving the hungry on the steps of the UCC church that stood for social justice in the 19th century. All it has to offer now is its land. And I said, we can do better. And it took me a little while to understand what that meant in my own life. How can we do better? I did not still understand where God was taking me on my trip. And then I saw another thing that affected me in 2002. And I'm hoping, because whenever I tell this story outside the Midwest, I get a lot of blanks there. So I hope this works here. I was watching the funeral of Paul Wellstone. And I saw the energy in that place. I saw the passion. And I said, you know what? You can't count on others to stand up for the things that you believe in anymore. We can't do it alone. No one person can do it alone. We all have the responsibility to do better. And so, after more fits and starts, I found myself in divinity school. And I found myself called to Christian ministry. And by this time in my home life, I had done as so many people do. I had acquired a wife, started to acquire a family, and she's a university professor. So we looked around and said, well, I will be the trailing partner. I will find something to do wherever we go. And so we moved to the hills of Western North Carolina. And I did, for a time, find something to do. But then we found ourselves isolated from our families. We found ourselves both not quite fulfilled in what we were doing. And I said, it's time to go home. And I said, it's time to be near a family. It's time to raise our kids the way we want to. And so here I am, like so many people in Ankeny, coming back here to raise my family. And I came to this church, and I was not sure in the beginning. I'm from Eastern Iowa. This is Central Iowa. Tell the 18-year-old Nathan, you're going to be really happy about moving to Ankeny. He would not have needed you. He probably would have cursed you. But in fact, what I found out when I came here, to this place, to this church, other than some strange decisions like the lack of a dishwasher, we need to work on that. this church had found ways to be committed to doing better, to actually visiting people in prison, to feeding hungry children, to doing all those things that Jesus told us to do, and also to do it in a way that reflects the faith and hope of the enduring message of Jesus Christ. The idea that love is open to all people. The idea that here in this place, wherever you are in your journey outside of here, you are welcome. I found a welcoming church, a church committed not only to doing the small things, but willing to wrestle with the big things. And so I said, this is the place to be. And like the lost sheep myself, I welcome back to the flock. But it's wonderful to see outside of ourselves, outside of this room in Ankeny, the sense that all things are possible. Because this is the overwhelming feeling I get when I travel around Ankeny. There is hope, there is newness, there are possibilities for transformation. But the trick is, in so many towns across the country where you do see this hope for the future, this sense of possibility, people are pressured when they are unsure to not admit it. People are pressured to think that this is the one way to live. And so as we gather together as a church family, I think we can be the place that says, we understand that you have doubts. We understand that here in this town of megachurches and Bible colleges, you may not be sure what it means to be a Christian. But that doesn't mean you can't have fun in church. That doesn't mean you can't come here and hear a message and be part of our family of faith. It does not mean that you are not a loved child of God. Come here, doubt with us, struggle with us, love with us, hope with us. It may not look the same as it does down the street. It may not. We may do things differently. We may do things that look the same but sound different. But here, in this place that is full of hope, see in yourself the ability to be transformed by the love of Christ and the love of your neighbors. This is what Jesus asks us to do. And in this parable of the lost sheep, he talks about the joy that is received when a sinner repents. Equally so is the love when someone who has sinned in the way that I best know how, by distancing himself from God, from walking away and saying there is no love in that place, when she comes back, and says, I now know what it is to be a loved child of God. We may all rejoice. And so this church has the ability to be the beacon in the night, that even as the world and this town changes and grows around us, if you have been separated from God, if you have found yourself questioning whether you fit in, we welcome you with joy. Come to this place. Feel the joy with us. Eat at our potlucks. Cook at our barbecues. Be a loved child of God. Because even when it's not fun, even when you struggle, we are going to love you. In that love, you may find what it means to love others. No one needs to go through life alone. No one needs to be isolated from the flock because they are afraid of not fitting in. And here, as we start, what I hope, I really hope you only have one cake for me afterwards, what I hope is a long journey together. I commit to showing God's love in this time, in this place, and I hope you want to come with me. Amen.
If you would join me in hymn number 556, God Who Stretched the Spangled Heavens.